Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The theme of today is climate change, and we'll be discussing the Pinocchio Awards with focus on the category Local Impacts and the company BNP Paribas, who has made a nominee this year. And we have Lucy Pinson from Friends of the Earth in France. Thank you, Lucy, for taking time out to speak with us at Radio Mundo Real. We really appreciate it. And Lucy, the first question that I'd like to ask is, what is your involvement with the Pinocchio Awards this year?
So I work at Friends of the Earth France, and we have been working on French bank, and especially their impacts on the environment, on climate, and on the population for quite a long time. And we have nominated this year BNP Paribas for its support to the coal sector and its responsibility in climate change, and especially because of its financing in 2009 of a huge coal power plant in India called the Tata Mundra Coal Power Plant. And so we pushed for the nomination of BNP Paribas because of the impacts of this coal power plant on the population and on climate.
Okay, and speaking about this, the Tata Mundra power plant in India, can you go into a little bit more detail as in what are the impacts on the environment and what are the impacts on the people living there?
Okay, so the first thing to know about this coal power plant is that it's a huge power plant. It's what we call a mega coal power plant. And when usually a coal power plant is around 500 megawatts, this one is 4,000 megawatts. So it's 8 times the size of a coal power plant usually. And this coal power plant, of course, emits a lot of carbon emissions. So around 30 million of tons of CO2 is emitted per Tata Mundra coal power plant each year. And the coal power plant is the third biggest coal CO2 emitter from India. So it has a huge impact on the climate. But before having indirect impact on climate, it also has direct impacts on the population who live close to the power station, mainly because the coal power plant emits a lot of toxics into the air pollutants, and which have a lot of impacts on the population health. Also because the company is breaking some reglementation about what to do with the water that is used, how to protect the population from the ash, the coal ash that is falling from the sky and contaminating all areas around. So the farmland, but also the fish that are left out to dry in the sun, because the Tata Mundra coal power plant is located on the coast, and it affects mainly the fishermen who live with the fish activities and who have been witnessing the decreasing of the fish around them. And so they are losing their livelihood. So that are the main impacts of the coal power plant on the population. But more generally, we could talk about how BNP Paribas, through its coal financing, is depriving local communities in the global south of any kind of livelihood, and also how it has huge impacts on climate.
Okay, and has BNP Paribas received any criticism in the past, or I mean any sort of form of punishment? Have there been any possibilities for these local communities, for example, to bring them to justice or?
So BNP Paribas was not the only one who financed this coal power plant. The World Bank also did finance it, as well as the Asian Development Bank. And last April, local fishermen and farmers turned to the U.S. court and initiated a lawsuit against the International Finance Corporation for its role in the destruction of their livelihood. But that's only suit that is going on right now against one of the financiers of the coal power plant. Both auditing bodies of the International Finance Corporation, so the World Bank and the ASEAN Development Bank, have issued scathing reports about the Tata Mundra projects and the lack of adequate consideration of its impacts and of proper compensation for affected communities. But regarding BNP Paribas, while the bank say to be tracking the Tata Mundra projects and being in link in discussion with the company in order to push the company to compensate the population and to stop violating the rights of the communities, and as well as putting into measure all kind of things that can be done to reduce the impacts on the population. While BNP is saying doing all that, we have actually no proof, no evidence of this discussion going on.
Okay. And a question as well, what do you believe financial institutions, what do you believe that they should do in order to fight climate change?
First of all, regarding just the Tata Mundra power plant, what we are asking to BNP Paribas is to make public its communication with companies to show that they are actually putting pressure on the company to deal with, to clean its mess next to Mundra. And if they don't do that, we are asking BNP Paribas to divest from the company, meaning to stop financing the company or giving them any financial support. And more generally, BNP Paribas should stop financing the world coal sector as a first step to the end of all financing to fossil fuels. So BNP Paribas is the first French bank financing coal with around 15 billions of euros given to the coal industry since 2005, and BNP Paribas is one of the 10 coal banks at the world level, and so it's now time for them to stop financing the coal industry and the climate destruction. So BNP Paribas already started to reduce its financing to coal, while yesterday they announced new standards for their support to coal. They said they were going to stop financing direct coal power plant projects in high-income countries, but that's not sufficient enough because these countries represent only 12% of the coal market, and BNP Paribas should actually stop financing any new coal power plant, whatever the country is, because any new coal power plant now is inconsistent with the 2 degrees target. And BNP Paribas also announced yesterday that they were not going to finance any new coal mine and that they were going to stop financing specialized companies active in mining. So that's first step, but that's definitely not enough. And BNP Paribas should now sign the Paris Pledge and commit to end by 2020 any support to the coal industries.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lucy, for speaking with us. And it has been interesting and informative to discuss the global banking sector and BNP Paribas rather than just the mining and the power companies. And I would like to just remind our listeners that if you would like to vote for BNP Paribas as this year's Local Impact Pinocchio winner, please visit www.pinocchio-awards.com. Thank you very much, Lucy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.